Chairman Ross, you were frustrated, to say the least, at the end. The director testified last week, and he testified again today, that they launched a social media campaign. You actually looked at the numbers, and they may have a couple hundred followers. You were frustrated with that.
Well, absolutely, and as it relates to the taxpayer and what they need to know about this situation. So the director told us last week that they had embarked upon this social media campaign to let the taxpayer know. And this is a direct result of our committee's hearings. The problem with that is, so they have roughly 900-ish followers on their Facebook feed. They have, let's say, 2,300 or so followers on Twitter. With 3.6 million taxpayers in the state of Missouri, it's ridiculous to even call that a campaign, a social media campaign. The taxpayers don't know what it is that they should be looking forward to or what to expect, and I think that the taxpayers deserve that security in knowing what's coming down the road. And a social media campaign, of this magnitude is simply a farce, as I put it. So I think that they should, move down the road of actually trying to get the memo out to the taxpayer to understand that there was a withholding error and how it's going to impact their refund or the lack thereof, unfortunately, in this upcoming tax year.
Two quick follow-ups, and I'll get out of your way. I know you got to run. You ask him, Vice Chair Schroer asked as well, and you ask him point blank, did you guys do a good job of communicating? And he said no. He said he did not. The department did not. Your reaction?
Well, and that's been the frustrating part of this situation. So, we're understanding that we're all human and that an error can occur. The real problem in this situation is the Department of Revenue's seemingly a pattern of covering this up, not wanting to be forthright with the taxpayers, and explaining to them the error that occurred and how that's going to impact their taxes, the lack of a refund, or the amount that they may have to pay more. Even though, based on the federal and state legislation, their ultimate burden is going to be less, but based on this withholding error, Missourians may, in fact, have to cut a check this coming year.
Final question, another hearing next week. He'll be back at the chair.
That's my expectation. When we began this process, we set out some clear goals that we wanted to fully understand what the issues were, where the problems, what had occurred, so that we could understand the issue, and that we could make sure that in the future this sort of a situation does not occur again. I know I heard different things that the director was very reluctant to come and testify before the committee. But the reality is this: the taxpayers deserve to know the answers to these questions, and it's my expectation that this is not just a one or two hearing type situation. We're going to fully understand the ramifications, what went on, what went wrong, and what needs to happen to ensure that this does not occur in the future.
Just to clarify, you're saying he was reluctant to come here today?
That was my understanding, and I was very glad to see that he was able to make it, but I do know that initially he had some concerns about coming back and frankly answering the questions of the taxpayers of Missouri. That's why he's director of the Department of Revenue. That's the expectation. That's why we pay him to be the director. That's within his responsibility, and it's our expectation that as we seek answers to these questions, he's going to be there to provide answers to the taxpayers.
You're fired up.
I get there, but it's frustrating. It's frustrating for me when I see someone who is not adequately representing the taxpayers of Missouri. It's his job to communicate with the taxpayers. That's my expectation. We can all make mistakes. That's fine. But to sit back and say that, in the actions that he's taken and not be willing to do press releases, not explain to the taxpayers, that does get me frustrated, because at the end of the day, there's going to be an April surprise to some of these individuals. It's not what they were expecting. And, I know there's going to be hard decisions that come about as a result of that. It frustrates me for the taxpayers because I want them to have the stability of knowing what is coming. I think that's the director's responsibility, and think that he should do a better job in explaining to the taxpayers what's going on and what they should expect.
Good to see you.
Thank you, sir.